You like it or not, August is here. Just like yesterday, we started it here. But God is always with us. Heavenly Father, we give us unto you.
Thank you, God.
Father, we thank you for your continuous blessings. Thank you for carrying us through all this season. For we are experiencing the so-called coronavirus. But Father, you know we are with this, we know you are always there for us. Father, we give us unto you. Father, as we go into your word this morning, Lord, we ask you to open the heart of your children. Let every single one be blessed by you. Let your speech run over to everyone that is here. Father, show yourself in our midst. Thank you, mighty God. In Jesus' name I pray. Brethren, you are welcome once more again. Right now we are in the month of August, and you heard it clearly at the beginning of the year that you are meant to jubilate throughout. But you might ask yourself, what is going on? The first month passed, nothing happened. The second month passed, nothing happened. But I'm telling you that last time I told you, make up your mind to be steadfast with him, so that you give him the opportunity to be able to accomplish the promises for every one of us, for his children, which of course you are now through Christ Jesus. Except you know you don't believe in Christ. But if you know that all these promises are also for you, peace this month of August is not just roaming on the streets. It's for those that key to it. When you make up your mind, say to yourself, I want to live for you. Why? Because it's worthy of it. You heard this morning talking about Christ himself. Someone say, can he be God? Christ himself is God. Fully God. Fully God. And all you need to do is to make up your mind to steadfast in serving him. To fully, say fully, live for him. Live for him. Because when you do that, everything he said about those that live for him become your portion. Yes, the enemy is there. Day in, day out, struggling to struggle the children of God. But God is more powerful than the enemy. So that cannot be your portion. Like I said in the beginning, you only hear the story. What is going on in the world and the world? Coronavirus, pandemic, whatever it is. So also, one day, you hear it no more, but you'll be alive.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It will never touch you. It will never affect you.
Amen.
Why? Because he that is in you is more than that is in the world. Brothers, sisters, I want us to have courage in ourselves. Just know what you are steadfast in Christ. His promise to become your portion. Christ said himself in the book of John, chapter 16, verse 33. John 16, John 16, 33. John 16, 33. He said, this is I've spoken unto you, that in me might have peace in the world. Ye shall have tribulation, but of good cheer. Be of good cheer. Brothers, be of good cheer.
Amen.
For I have overcome the world. Who is talking? Jesus Christ is talking. He said he has overcome the world. If the world is not from him, he can't say so. So he's God. Don't think that how many God will have. He's God. He has come to work for you. Just be a good cheer. Stay steadfast for him. Then of course, Anything that comes around you will always fail. Why? Because the one that is in you is greater than any other thing. Where the same one made the whole world, not was made and not made by him. That's what the Bible said. Not was made and not made by him. So Christ is the head of everything. So brothers and sisters, I've come to encourage us today. Last time I told you, make up your mind to be fed, steadfast in serving him. Why? Because we have no option than to do it. Why is this so? It's because of what he did for us. We had a lot of angels, we had about a lot of angels and so many people. But Jesus Christ did something extraordinary for mankind. This is why we have to honor him. Let's look at the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 5, verse 15. 2 Corinthians, chapter 5, verse 15. It's on the board. He said, and he that died for all, that they which live before not, henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Brothers and sisters, I have no message for you than this. Just know, the life you are living is not yours. Somebody paid a price, and he opened himself to do it. You had this money. He didn't say, "Oh God, I'm not going to die." No, he didn't say so. He went on the cross for me and you. And all he's asking for now is to be set up with him. So that he'll be able to accomplish the promise for every one of us. Whatever I see around you, you might think, ah, if God is here, where is this happening? It doesn't matter. Play your part and leave the rest for God himself. That's what Jesus was talking. Which, of course, we should know. He died for us. If you think it's easy, it was on the cross at his father, if you take it from me, but anyway, I will do what I'm coming here to do. It was not that easy. See, is it not only dead? No. Otherwise, he would have asked the father to take away the death from me. But he died for me and you. So he said, not for him to start saying, look, you must be satisfied and obey me. Paul said, the life I'm living is for him. Why? Because you know something he did for every one of us. So today, brothers and sisters, make up your mind. I said last time, to be steadfast is to forget about what's going on around you in the world. Just know that you have no option than to live for Christ. That I think I'm in Europe, I'm in European. What do you mean by that? What is that? It's not a big deal. Can be anywhere. In Austria, in Europe, in America, in Asia. Anywhere you are, he is the head. You have to live for him. Otherwise, you had this money when we're talking about it. It's the same one that's coming up at the closure of the whole thing. It's the one on your judgment seat. Nobody else. It's the one that will be on your judgment seat. So, brothers and sisters, if you can obey ordinary being around you, government, then why will not obey the one that's the final head? The final head. He said you should not be afraid. He has overcome the world. For whom? For you. He has done what? He has overcome the world for me and you. And for that reason, we should know that Jesus Christ is the head of everything. He's worthy to be worshipped. Last month that we just finished, we are praising him. We should praise him. Why is going to be praised? Because he did what no one is able to do for you. Even your earthly father may not be able to do it. As you are all here now, even if you have children, and I come to tell you stories, something happened. So serious. Your child has done something. You have to go for your child. One day you say, I bet, carry the boy away. Or carry the girl away. Not my own head. That's what you say. Jesus Christ didn't say so. So for that reason, you should honor him by living steadfast for him. Tribulation can never escape any of you if you obey his word. And that's the only way out. Brothers and sisters, please, I say it again, make up your mind today. We are now in the month of August. Peace is reigning around the whole place. Peace will not attach to you if you don't want peace. It comes as well. But if you want peace, definitely, God has released it for me and you. You start joining in peace. If Pastor is telling us, he has overcome the world. Don't doubt him. He's able to do it for you. If you trust him and believe in him. Why do you come to church at all? It's so you get reminded of what you've forgotten. Say, hey, that's it happening, yes. Otherwise, you can't have to sleep at all. Say, I had preaching 2 years ago. I've lived with it throughout my life. I'm going to come and renew your mind every day. Brothers and sisters, wake up. Wake up and listen. Know that it's a challenge. This is why you train your children the way you should go. If you have a daughter and a son, you cannot tell that little baby, hey, come, there's something called God. Jesus Christ is the Lord. Without teaching your children, you are not doing anything good. Teach your children the way you should be. You don't just give back to children and leave them to live on their own. No. What you love yourself, transfer the knowledge to the children. They don't have to go to school for before they know their Jesus Christ. No. It's the number one. Not only on this earth. In heaven, and it will be next. It is number one. He was everywhere. He was here before. He went to hell also, defeated them, before he went back to heaven, where he came from eventually. So brothers and sisters, it's all over. His power is not limited here. It's all over. So it's worthy to be praised. Brothers and sisters, please become your portion if you only have it to his word. He has given us the opportunity to live for him. The word of God is the Bible, written for me and you, so that people don't know what's going on. It's not story. This is life. Story written there for us to study and know how to live. And anything, you wake up. I say it often. You want to do anything in your life? Ask yourself, what does the word of God say about it? If he says do it, don't allow any individual around you to convince you that you should not do it. That is their own portion. You should focus on what the Lord says. Why? Because he should be your number one in your life. Esteem him. Esteem him fully. Why? Because he went to the cross for me and you. What qualifies you to beat your child? Saying, I'm upon you. I'll beat you if you don't hear me. You only gave back to him. Did you know how the child was formed? You don't even know. Did you know how the child was formed? You didn't know. The one that formed you is telling you to what you I don't have time for you. I'm too busy. And if your own child do that to you, kick the child away. Straight away. You kick the child away. So you should know God is patient. If that same God who made you, you don't even know him. Will you say, this is my wife? We come together, we have a baby. How did it go? We don't know. But the one that knew about it is what we are talking about now. Esteem yourself and worship him. No one else can be like him. Faith to live it is the truth. We are living today because of somebody. To consign you back to Heavenly Father. This one I told you, ye are God. But we said it clearly. He said, no, there's only one God. Thank you. He said he made you in his image and his likeness. So who are you then? For humanity, that's all I know. I don't know about animals or goats. What they are. But for humanity, he said he made you in his image and his likeness. So here are gods. So you should live like him, respect him, and live for him. You are seeing today, the very first day of month of August. A time like this, we say today, 1st of January 2021, we are all happy. We see this year. We are now in the month of August, the 8th month of the year. And that is how, before you know it, Pray to the world more than anything. That the enemy can never stop you. Coronavirus will not come and go back without you. You will be on this earth. Fulfill your destiny. It cannot stop you. Only when you abide to this way, then you have overcome the world also. Just as I overcome the world for me and you. So why will you not follow me? So brother, please make up your mind to live for Christ. Forget about stories around you. Forget about humanity. What they could do, what they cannot do. Why? Because we in our own, we should be able to think for ourselves the best way to live for Christ. With the children of God. Brothers and sisters, so please make up your mind. We say it often. Make up your mind and make it number one priority in your life. That's why you seek me first. Every other thing I will add to you. Many of us don't want to seek me first. We always claim we don't have time. You don't have time to seek the one I've just told now. That he paid the price for you. The price that no one else could pay. Even if we could not pay it. We need righteousness, not billions. If you are a billionaire, you cannot pay that price. We need righteous one. The only thing is, sorry, you have billions, you are not righteous. Go. Next. What happened? You see, be a failure. Brothers and sisters, he has paid it for us. So we should actually honor him. I know I live by his ways. His ordinances. Live for him, he said. But coming here is to worship him. Do not say it's how we are feeling. Once his angel is here, it's like he's here too with you. That's why when you talk, he hears you. You think, where is God? He's not. He's hearing you. Because he does not lie, he's not a man. He said, we are two or three gather because of me. I'll make sure I'm in your midst. And I'm very sure, if I know 1, 2, 3, we are more than three in this place now. So that's because God is hearing what we are saying. So brothers and sisters, don't be afraid. Jesus Christ told us that because he has already overcome this world for you. So what we call your portion? Peace. If you don't want peace, then you struggle with trouble. Then what will he do? Nothing at all. You are giving him check for peace. And you say no. What will he do? Nothing. But I pray that his grace will be upon every one of us. That we will know how to make a choice to live for him, to esteem ourselves, and forget about what we are seeing around us in the world. Tribulation, whatever is around you, doesn't matter. Esteem yourself on who is righteous. Is the one that's going forward. Who is not righteous, remain where he or she is. So for that reason, brothers and sisters, try to hide yourself under him. Why? Because he's an overcomer. And what he has for you is peace. And peace that no one can take it away from you. And the quality of our advice, everyone of us here today, here for him, please, as you try to live for him, have that fear of the Lord in you. He has overcome the world. But therefore, have the fear of the Lord in you. When we say have the fear of the Lord, what do you think about the fear of the Lord? It's something to go on to obey him. Obedience comes when you have the fear of the Lord in you. How about worshiping on Friday? You will make sure you are there to worship him. How about worshiping on Wednesday? You make sure you are there to worship him. Why? Because it's your number one. Why? Because you have fear of the Lord in you. But why say I don't have time? A man, fear of the Lord has canceled. I don't have time, and I don't have counsel. You look at it, you don't have fear of the Lord in you. Then, and you want him to do anything for you. You close your door, your window, close it. You want to talk to him, you can't talk to him. Open your window bright by having fear in him, in you. Having his fear in you. To obey him. To obey the ordinances. When I ask you now, have you seen God before? He said, what is this man talking about? He sent somebody to you to tell you what you do. And you don't obey the person. Say, until I see Jesus himself, why obey? Hold on. continue to wait, wait there until you hear that they have fractured their tongue. Where are they? They are already in heaven with him. Where are you? You remember where you are. Brother and sister, please make sure, don't allow the enemy to hold you down. If your friend say, please, don't go to, is there a to go to church? Can we go next week now? No one can hear you. Go your way and go to your church. Leave him alone. Do not say, okay, it's true now. We went last week and I took here. We're not going to do. No, please. Do not do so. No man be unhurt. I say it again. Like, I don't have a father anymore. Even though I had a father up to now, and I come to realize who Christ is, if he tells me, don't go to Zabin, I will not answer him. I'm just telling you the truth. Know within yourself, Christ is number one. For what he did for you, he paid the price to reconcile you back to your heavenly father, so that anytime you call him, he hears you. That is what I know, and that's all we need. Peace has given unto you. No contemplation on this world. Should fear him by obedience. And that is what the fear of the Lord is. Not simply because I'm afraid of him, so I don't want to go near him. That's what I'm talking about. Fear to obey his word. How do you obey his word? All it is hard from people. He said, come here to know life. Do this because of him. You do it because of the Lord. Because it's the one that keeps the register. No one else keeps the register. Brothers and sisters, call yourself a child of God. Know that God himself is your master. His hand is upon your head, and no enemy can be able to overcome you. Amen. Why? Because it's with you. His grace is going to be upon every one of us. Amen. Don't ever think, I've been lacking support since 2 years now. I'm not seeing now. Maybe God is not hearing me, so I'm tired. No! Don't give up. Do not give up.
Yes, sir.
Why? Because the one that is you is more than the one that is somewhere around the whole place. Amen. Looking for what to do, who to be for. And many of you, we always allow him to catch you. You want to tell him, God, that place is better than that. It's true. I'm not going to church. You go and meet enemy. Tomorrow you say, God is not working here. I don't want to go here again. You go and meet the enemy. He knows his own time is already finished. He's only going to tell you to God that he will finally be destroyed. He wants to look for more people to go with him. So don't go there, there. You are already saved. Christ is there. It's your Lord and Savior. Brother and sister, we are only living for Christ. If you like, go and do anything to get to 10 billion of euros today. You say you are a millionaire. Tomorrow, when you die, you go nowhere with that money. No one can bury you with your money. Say, I want to carry my money to heaven. I don't want anyone to cheat me. It is your background. And close this up. And you think you now go to heaven with you. Can't use it there. It's not needed in that place. What is needed there is righteousness. This is where you need this money. And they will bury you with the money. You go to heaven or go to hell. There are only two ways. And same people bury you, they will put the ground and take the money away from that place. Why? Because that money is going nowhere. Why are you deceiving yourself? Say, because of money, I don't have time for money. The same God that is on judgment seat. Nobody else there is there. It's not the president of hospital, it's on government seat too. If you think he's the one, he's not the one. He qualified now to talk to you because he's the child of this place. He gave a visa, stay in our country. Okay, it's not a problem. That's the man into hospital. But what he's called to, talking about the kingdom of God, it's only Jesus Christ. It's only Jesus Christ. And the only way you can serve him is to make up your mind to obey his ordinances, and definitely his own promise for you will never fail. Why? Because it's a faithful God. It's God that your side is faithful God. He has promised you jubilation this year. If you don't want to jubilate, he cannot force you. He told you what is ahead for you. 8 months is now on. You don't want to jubilate? No problem. 4 months is remaining this same year. If you want to jubilate, start now. It's not too late. Esteem yourself with him. Then you find out what will happen to you within this last 4 months remaining. You'll be surprised. What happened in the last 8 months before? Because you are sluggish today. Christ will not want that. He will speed you up. Without one more call, he will speed you up. Better be serious with him. He's not come here to stand now. He has put somebody here to talk to you. If you don't want to listen to Pensy, it means you don't want to listen to Jesus Christ. Do you not say that Jesus Christ before I listen to him? No. He will tell you, I sent somebody to talk to you. You listen to Pensy, then you're okay. Go and meet the one you are listening to. Who is the devil? And I pray that none of you here will the enemy be able to support you and take you away in the name of Jesus Christ. Yeah. Almighty God, by his grace, his mercy, we show favor on every one of you, yeah, that you will be with him any time you come to eternity, yeah, in the name of Jesus Christ. That is where I gave to us, that no one will deceive you anymore. Say, don't read out what is Bible. I don't read any Bible. Is that a talk? What else do you want to hear in your own life? The number one thing you hear is the Bible. It's the way of the life for you. Any other thing is secondary. Brother, sister, please, love this Bible. God said, do what I want you to do, then you become my own son and daughter. You say, don't want. God does not force anyone in himself. He only tell you, this is good, this is bad. Choose good, you say no. And choose, give me a no. He will not say, I have power, I was forced. He doesn't do it. So, brother, sister, make up your mind to esteem yourself, though. Do what is good for him, to seek him daily. Seek him daily. When you seek him daily, you are sure that at the end of the day, even you are sleeping before he comes, you will be the first one you wake up. Amen. You say that? You are sleeping, you sleep. Is that on me? Wake up, let's go. Before those of us are alive, you take us with him. Those of us, those that are sleeping on him already, you wake them up first. Before me and you today. If Christ is coming today now, as we are talking now, yes, go to the gospel when you're talking to the court. Don't fall anything on him, you wake them up first. Before we say, okay, let's go. So, brothers and sisters, please know the life you are living. If you have enough to eat and drink, it's for me, it's more than enough. The rest, serve him. Serve him. And he knows what you serve him. He knows all your needs. He knows all your needs more than yourself. He knows how to make provision for me and you. But human being think that he doesn't know, let me struggle for myself and forget about it. Please, my only sermon today is, please make up your mind to be steadfast in serving him. Why? Because his promise will never fail. And like I've told you, he has already overcome the world for me and you. So if you don't want to get those tickets they are giving to you, he will not force you. If I come, you want, I'm still suffering. Okay, you want to come back continuously, it's not your problem. But yield yourself to him, then you can't, you now see that you pleasure become your portion. In anything you do. So, brothers and sisters, without no long story to tell today, what I want you to know today is, I said the last time, forget as you were born 2 years ago, 20 years ago, 40 years ago, 50 years ago, forget about what happened. This moment now, if you make up your mind, I will live steadfast for him. I promise you, he will have you acting like this. He's going with you anywhere you go. And he will never leave you until eternity in the name of Jesus Christ. Do not say, I've done bad in the past, so you will live life as like, forget about that, bro. Close that chapter now. Make up your mind and focus on Jesus Christ. He's the only way. When he said, I'm the way and the truth, he said, what is the Lord talking about? He knows what he's saying. Is the way and the truth. And without him, nothing was done on this earth. For that reason, brothers and sisters, please make up your mind and know a Christian has to be obedient to the word of God. And when you do that, God himself will show you mercy and give you all that you require even on this earth. Why? Because it's aware of it. Everything is in power. Everything is in power. We are only talking for ourselves or no to others. God knows the way out of any situation. I call him extraordinary strategist. He knows the way out of manipulating it. Anything he wants can do it for you. So know that God is not a man. He is the final solution that we need as human beings. And Christ has made himself to be that. And please honor him. I don't want to talk long story to you. Take home with you today that make up your mind, forget that the past life you have been living. From now, dedicate yourself unto him, that you will be with him throughout even to eternity in the name of Jesus. Amen. That it should protect you from whatever I call it. Is it corona? Whatever, I don't want to know. All I know is, all you know is Jesus Christ is the one that protects you. And is the head of everything. Everything on this head is the head. Not only on this head, even the heavens and the net. It has the power. So who else are you going to? Papa Lao, who has only Papa in his own house? Finish. If you go, you say that's Russia, you have power in Russia. This will happen everywhere. On earth here, heaven and even under the net, he has the power. So who are you looking for? Prayer said, please, I introduce to that same man, Jesus Christ. Make up your mind, throw away your past. From today, 1st of August, clap on him and told him, you see where I bring it to. Before this August end, you come and give testimony to the Lord. Your way will be blessed by you. Jubilation will become your portion. That no enemy will be able to stop any of you anymore. We say enough is enough. In the very part of this year, truly, you will jubilate in the name of Jesus Christ. His grace will come upon you. And anywhere you go, people will follow you. Amen. That no enemy will be able to support you anymore in the name of Jesus Christ. You are blessed. May God bless his word and bless everyone.